Greetings, everyone. Are you ready for an accelerated course in higher consciousness? This is how our global village will get ahead of the accelerated rate of change we are now seeing in the world. It won't be with the same consciousness that created the problems we see. It will be with a new consciousness that is now evolving with the angels of our better nature. Welcome to Cosmic Love.
Well, greetings, everyone. This is Christopher Rudy with Cosmic Love for October 29th, 2017. 2016, what am I saying? I'm getting ahead of myself again. And today, I'm having a Halloween show to discuss some freaky stuff that's happening with the elections, including why no one is mentioning the global economic reset, which is probably the biggest global story that you've never heard of. I mean, this is huge, folks. This is kind of the story behind the whole election circus and all this crazy stuff going on, and a lot of people are suffering all kinds of anxiety disorders over this election and just have had it with all the dark ads and everything. So I figure, you know, this is kind of Halloween spooky season, and so I thought we'd do a kind of a celebration of sorts, and kind of getting to the nitty-gritty and to the core stuff and facing our worst fears, our own shadows, you know, and the shadow government and what's going on behind the scenes, and do a deep look at the deep state of things, and also take it from the top as far as the highest and best ideas, concepts, vision of this new emerging gold standard for the next economy, because that's really what's in work in the works. A new underwriting of a global currency reset. Excuse me, with the gold backing of giant massive gold reserves that are coming online, and I'm going to be going into this. Some people I've had a chance today, because they sent this out earlier to 9,000 people on the list. Those some people who have had a chance to look at this material, you might have an opinion already, you know, as far as the reality of all this and the potential, the promise of a gold standard spiritually as well as physically. And believe me, it's really... there's no security without purity, so to speak. There's no physical gold standard that's going to make everything right without a spiritual gold standard. But in the physical world, in 3D, the underwriting of a standard, a global standard for global economics, global exchange with gold, with wealth reserves, collateralizing physically the economy, and how that works with the global basket of currency. And those who have been following the global economic reset know that there's a basket of currencies for the different nations that have different percentages of trade value. And all of this, for those who have been following this, all of this is behind just about everything we're not seeing in the news and what we are seeing in the news. Information, good information, disinformation. You're not getting a lot of good information on this in the news, like in the mainstream news. And on the internet, some of you have been following this, and I'm going to be going into it with the idea that this is like a window, major window on the future that is evolving. And I like to hold the immaculate concept of the emerging blueprint for a golden age and the golden rule law language for a golden age, what that will look like, how that will work. And been writing profusely on this and blogging on it, talking on it in previous shows. And we're at a critical point before the election. There is more stuff coming out. This is the craziest, I think everyone will agree, the craziest election they've ever seen. And the reason is, largely, and I'm going to go through the different reasons of what this gold currency reset's all about, what the geopolitical update's about. I'm going to do a quick summary here shortly. But basically, the whole issue is We've got a global village now, and I've been talking about this for years, of instant, everywhere, interactive internet capabilities. And we're a global village in principle. There's the unity conscience, a new common sense emerging of unity in our diversity. But we've still got virtually horse and buggy legislative systems that were designed back at the time the Constitution was ratified. In an age when, with social networks, there's a new social conscience emerging, and there are billions of people on social networks all over the world who are getting the straight truth, sharing the truth, networking the truth of what's really going on, and it is eclipsing, you might say, the shadow government of the secret government is being exposed worldwide. I mean, the history of the shadow government, the history of the Federal Reserve, the history of our currency banking system, and where the corruption, began at the beginning. The history of the timeline of it, and the current decades, and what's been happening with the efforts for an economic reset in current decades, and more specifically, the last 7 years, and since the BRICS nations, about 88 nations worldwide, and how they've been formulating, creating a new alliance of all the nations of the earth for this new economic reset, including now supposedly the United States, has come into this new alliance for this new gold standard and new currency reset. So this is huge. So I'm going to go into this, get a quick summary now. I'm going to give this phone number, though, that those who have been following this have something to say on this. Phone number you can call is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. So I'm going to give a quick summary of what I'm going to be talking about today. And again, this is the big news that big media, mainstream media, has failed to report. And there are obvious reasons for that, which we'll be going into. And this is the story of the global, that the global value of U.S. currency is being reset, along with the Chinese yuan, their currency is coming into the basket of global currencies, and different percentages of valuation that are being regarded, being considered, being honored by nations worldwide. And this has been going on since the 2008 economic debacle, in the United States. It's been going on globally. This reset process has been in process. So this is explained in great detail in the link that I provided with the episode information for the show today. But if I were to summarize in 1 minute, I'd explain that the U.S. government went off the gold standard, long ago, both physically and spiritually, resorting to foreign wars for a petrodollar-backed currency that now has no future because of unlimited renewable energy sources that are now going mainstream globally. Now, over the last decades, an alliance of Far East families, and this is an ancient alliance going back actually thousands of years, but this alliance of Far East families have bought up most of Western gold reserves. Again, this is in recent decades especially, after they went off the gold standard, and since then, they've been buying up Western gold reserves, and they're now collateralizing a new gold standard for revaluation of global currency exchanges. And this is the physical gold that matters materially. And as for the spiritual gold, the spirit that matters, the golden rule law language for a golden age is emerging with global internet capabilities of the instant everywhere internet. And a new global common sense is emerging with general enlightenment of our new net reality. And in a sense, all of our freedoms of speech, assembly, interaction have been upgraded from the Bill of Rights, speech in terms of, global social networks, freedom of assembly, global social network. People are assembling, meeting, exchanging information. They're interacting. So there's this new global common sense that's been transcending, you might say, the lockstep linear left brain, the letter of the law, doesn't represent the spirit of the law. This is what's been going on, you know, you might say, you know, since 9/11 and before, going back to the creation of the Federal Reserve and what's happened with the endless war creation and debt creation. And most of you listening know what I'm talking about. So for those who want to know what's going on behind the scenes with the big shift in economics and geopolitics, the show today should provide plenty of in-depth orientation for revelation of both the physical and spiritual gold standard that is rapidly transforming our global village. So I'm going to go into this in more detail. And again, that phone number, if you want to call in, is 888-627-6008 or 323-744-4831. Now, I realize this, a lot of this information is rather intimidating. The whole subject's rather intimidating. They haven't been teaching this, and you know, through the mainstream media or in colleges. This whole global economic dynamic, the change is been so rapid in the last 8 years. It has not gone mainstream in our educational institutions and our media. And a lot of people have no concept of even what I'm talking about. But if you want to understand what this new gold standard for the next economy will look like and this global currency reset and geopolitical update, the information I provided in the article and the links I provided with the episode information for the show today, it's going to give you a really thorough background, insight, and outlook for understanding the overview, what this big shift in our world is right now with this global economic reset. And again, those who are prayer warriors, as you know, the more specific the information in your prayers, your invocations, the more effective they are. So, and again, this is a kind of a preface to what I'm going to go into. This article that I provided and this information, there's a lot of information that's new. It can be rather intimidating, but you can understand it by going through this orientation better than any source that I found. You know, this global, and especially with the videos that are provided. There's a short video I'm going to reference several times, and this is at www.eagle1tuwanta.com. You'll see that link in the article with the episode information. EagleTuWanta.com, and the video overview there, it's a short video, is brilliant. And there's a larger video, it's actually a three-hour video, which is the whole history of, you know, the emerging golden age. And it's a very powerful video, and I know it takes some patience, but if you really want to understand, and I'll have some reference to different parts of that video in part one, part two, part three. There's 3 hours, and there's 3 one-hour parts to it, basically. And for those who really want to understand what's going on in the global economic transformation, transition, reset, reboot, whatever, you know, update, whatever you want to call it, this is going on now. It's the biggest story. It's the story behind the story. It's behind the news. This is the real story. This is what they don't mention in the presidential debates that they should, because it's got to the it's brought the world to the cusp of or the point of a utopia or oblivion, you know, fear or faith, or you know, World War III or global peace in a golden age, and it's that critical. And my last couple articles since the last show on my blog at heartcom.org. Have gone into this in more depth, and basically how we're at the flashpoint right now. And this is important to understand that there's a global enlightenment going on to both the problem and the solution. So you've got a lot of you might say, the light shines in the darkness, and the darkness comprehendeth it not. And the last thing that the old top-down pyramidal power structure has wanted is for the masses to wake up and basically to claim a bottom-up, decentralized, grassroots, netroots revolution in higher consciousness, the currency of conscience at the heart of the next economy. And this is the flashpoint of enlightenment where globally this is the underwriting spiritually of the physical gold standard, is a basically the currency of conscience and the social conscience that's being cultured in global social networks. So this is a preface note to the information I'm going to go into, and it's going to be kind of a reading. I'm going to kind of give a general orientation. I'm going to skip around a little bit. It's not going to be a straight linear reading, but for those who have this article, this link, you can go into it in more depth and read it slowly on your own, at your own speed, for comprehension. Reading for an overview is one thing, and that's what I intend to do today, kind of give a quick overview and kind of wet your whistle as far as all you whistleblowers who would like to share this information. Hopefully, there will be a linking of the light of the consciousness that's coming through this writer that wrote most of this article that I'm referencing. And I'm going to go into that now. And again, let me just say this at the beginning, that this information is largely for, when I say advanced reader, those who have been following the global economic reset. They've been reading maybe some stuff by Benjamin Fulford or some other material and have a little bit of a background story on Nassara. Although I'm going to, this thing of this whole subject of Nassara has been, there's been so much disinformation, I'm going to go into that in this article, that it's important to understand the true story of this Nassara, which I'm going to be referencing. And if this is new to you, you'll have to read the whole article and watch the short video at that eagle1towanta.com. I provide the link there in the article to get the picture, the big picture of this huge shift our world is going through now. So I'm going to go into this again. You can certainly call in with those numbers I've given you, which are also on the BBS radio homepage if you need to look them up. But there's this article I'm going to begin with by Judge Anna von Ritz, and I give a link, background information on her if you want to go to it. And this is an article on Nassara, Jassara, The New Republic. It's an op-ed by Judge Anne von Ritz. It's a picture of her in the article. And what she's saying is this whole thing with the Nassara and the government 2.0 version called Jassara and no Sarah. There's another reference she has to disinformation being put out there. She says there's a lot of truth to it, but a lot of the information being put out is only about 90% correct. And so again, I'm saying that the 10% that is incorrect is trying to sabotage correction of the single, and this is quote, the single largest counterfeiting and commodity market rigging scheme in world history. Now, that's a powerful statement, and it's thoroughly exposed in this article I'm going to be going into. And right out at the beginning, it references General Roy Schwarzenegger. He's mentioned in the beginning of this article. And for more information on him, you can at the bottom of this article, again, the link I provided in the epilogue, there's a video. It's a three-hour video called Dawn of the Golden Age. And it's got information in part three of this full documentary video on this General Roy Schwarzenegger, who had a critical role, a pioneering role, you might say, in this bringing forth of a whole new structural, economic, geopolitical, reset, economic reset. Going back, and this is back decades, and how this has evolved, and it explains it. At about 1 hour, 58 minutes on the timeline of this video, Dawn of the Golden Age, which you can, again, I've provided that. I've embedded it at the bottom of the article that I'm going into now. So at the very beginning, she says, Judge Rich says that she's sorry that the real General Roy Swasinger, who was a longtime friend of her mother's and many of the other desperate Wisconsin dairy farmers who joined this organization with General Roy Swasinger back in the 70s, 80s, and 90s, that he would turn over in his grave if he heard the claptrap now being spread about Nassara. This is Judge Rich speaking. And the so-called GSARA, the Global Government Version 2.0, would not be at all well received either. In other words, there's all these versions of Nassara that are coming out called different things that are critically different. And she says, pay very close attention to the words that are, and it's important that I think I'm putting this information out now because we're going to be hearing about this in the mainstream media before too long. It may be days, it may be weeks. A lot of people are saying days or weeks, but it may be months yet because there's a lot of pushback against this whole global economic reset. And it's good to get this information now and really study and understand it, to see between the lines of a lot of disinformation that's going to be put out once this starts to come out more. And it's starting to come out a lot on the Internet, especially if you go to Ben Fulford, BenFulford.com. He has regular releases coming out on this. And he's one of the best sources, and I provided a video at the bottom of this article, again, that I'm reading from or referencing. There's another video with an interview recently within the week between David Wilcock on his show. He's interviewing this Benjamin Fulford and the recent developments, which are critical. To set a flashpoint with the election, this is important stuff to understand. So what Judge Rich is saying is pay very close attention to the words in these news releases that are coming out and what she's about to say. She explains she says that those who have read my articles about the great fraud which has been engulfing our nation and the entire world, I'm talking about economic system fraud, will be familiar with this con artist technique called mirroring. You know how the perpetrators set up two or more deceptively similar names and confuse people deliberately. It works hand in hand with another con job called bait and switch, where you offer a superior product or deal and at the last minute switch to a much lower grade product. So the classic example is buying a thoroughbred horse named Glory and Honor after being shown a beautiful, high-spirited young animal named Glory and Honor, only to sign on the dotted line and receive instead Glory and Honor. Instead of H-O-N-O-R, it's H-O-N-O-U-R, a thoroughbred racehorse, all right, but not the same one you thought you agreed to. I mean, it's just the spelling was different, and how would you know? I mean, you know, so first you are confused by the deceptively similar names, and then second you make natural, innocent, but wrong assumptions about the information you've been given. And third, acting upon those wrong assumptions, you commit to buying something or supporting an action that brings unexpected and unfortunate results. So this is what's happening with Nassara, too. And this Nassara is this legislation. I'm going to be going into it. The anonymous writers of these intel updates on the Internet who talk about Nassara, they routinely talk about the National Economic Security and Recovery Act, which General Schwarzenegger pioneered. And in the same breath, they talk about the National Economic Stability and Recovery Act. Note the deceptively similar names, economic security versus economic stability. They talk up the great popular selling points of the actual original Nassara legislation, and they associate it with competent and honorable men like Schwarzenegger. And then, having garnered popular support for something called Nassara, substitute and push through the Ringer legislation, which is also called Nassara. The same trick is being used to mask the actual Economic Stability Fund and confuse it with the deceptively named Economic Security Fund, both of which are abbreviated ESF, so that it's impossible for anyone to know which fund the rats are talking about at any given moment, except from the context. Now, I would add at this point that this trick is often used by the shadow government. For example, in the name of national security after 9/11, we saw the pre-written Patriot Act rammed through Congress, you know, the Patriot Act legislation. It was rammed through Congress without their ability to even read the bill, just like during the 2008 bank bailouts. You know, this legislation was prepared. They couldn't even read it. Only certain people could read it. And these dark decisions without public consent were seen again in the Supreme Court's Citizens United decision, which gave personhood to corporations with the right to divide the public into virtually corporate fiefdoms ruled by dark money and unconstitutional power. We're seeing it with the election. All these dark ads from all this dark money, and the source of the dark money does not reveal all these PACs, these political action committees, and the source of that money. Giant corporations now put in billions of dollars, including the Clinton Foundation. So it's important to realize that there's billions of dollars, dark money, black money, and this is the shadow government behind the scenes, this dark money power. But it's important to understand this shadow government's disintegrating. It's losing power because the Internet has thoroughly disrupted this corruption in its tracks. It's exposed the game, and a more enlightened representation of the public's interest is emerging. So, to continue on with the judge's op-ed article, the Economic Stability Fund was established to control the amount of various national and private currencies in circulation and keeping the fiat money system that we have in balance. The world's top bankers could determine, for example, that there were too many yen in circulation, in their opinion anyway. And the Japanese economy, for example, was exploding due to a ready money supply. Now, if this was not in line with their plans, for example, to take over the Japanese auto manufacturing sector, they would simply use other currencies from the Economic Stability Fund to buy up large quantities of yen on the world market and remove them from circulation. So reducing supply of a currency hedges it against inflation, but it also puts a curb on the growth of the targeted national economy. So in this way, the bankers manipulated and controlled both money supplies and national economies at will. We're talking about globally. So this fund was created by agreement and collusion among the major central banks. They simply printed up more or less of specific fiat currencies and kept pushing and pulling currency supplies around the world using the Economic Stability Fund to do it. Imagine that you are a gardener and you have an array of fertilizers to choose from: organic and inorganic, bone meal, fish meal, blood meal, phosphorus, potassium, calcium, manure. And you can choose which sector of the garden gets fertilized and which does not, and which fertilizers are applied and in what amount. This is essentially the position the major central bankers garnered for themselves. The Economic Stability Fund has functioned as their fertilizer supply warehouse. This is the $800 trillion these yahoos are talking about that was supposedly discovered during a military audit of the Federal Reserve in the early 1990s. Now, again, this is part two of the video below on the dawn of the golden age that you can read about this, this process of the funds, you know, during a military audit of the Federal Reserve in the early 1990s. There's a section of part two of that that goes into this and explains what she's referencing. So you're getting kind of a multimedia presentation here on this whole story. And the big picture, if you, you know, the videos that are provided, I mean, it takes some studies, but for homeschoolers and for those that, you know, are really into lifelong education and to understand what's really going on, I think this is more valuable information than you're going to find on the boob tube. If you got 20 hours a week that you're watching, this is worth several hours, I really think so. So we're not these yahoos that are manipulating the economy, they have not, they've neglected to tell you that this vast stockpile of currencies was only denominated in dollars and that is actually composed of all world currencies and that has been used to manipulate the supply of all world currencies. It did not come from the U.S. taxpayers. It came from printing presses and digital account ledgers, including massive amounts, trillions of dollars in derivatives that are controlled and manipulated by central banks, and it represents the single largest counterfeiting and commodity market rigging scheme in world history. I can't emphasize that enough. I referenced that quote at the beginning of this article because this is what we're really talking about. And they also neglect to tell you, you know, again, these yahoos that have been manipulating the economy, they don't tell you that you are finally hearing, you know, they don't tell you why you are finally hearing about this and something is finally being done about it going on 30 years after the fact. In other words, mainstream media isn't reporting this at all. The Economic Security Fund is a different animal entirely, but also represents a vast asset fund compiled to secure the U.S. dollar and buffer it against outside manipulation of the kind just described. The focus of this fund was not to manipulate world monetary supplies per se, but to guarantee the position of the U.S. dollar as a reserve currency in the fund. So this is just you're getting more of the story here. And this is, again, a large story, and you have to be patient with yourself. I have been studying this now for and writing about it over the last couple of years, and I know this has been going on. I realize that no one in the mainstream media is reporting and explaining this, and that a lot of the Internet information is fragmented, so I've done this compilation of these videos, these articles, the big picture is well enough represented here that you can comprehend it if you want to. So there is an advanced digital counterfeiting going on by foreign nations, including Thailand, the Philippines, and China, and that has effectively undermined the operations of these funds and the entire kingdom of paper created by the central banks. So this whole system has virtually hit the wall and it's disintegrating. Those of you who have your thinking caps on should be asking yourself some highly interesting questions right about now, like, for example, why is the military involved in any of this? Why General Schwarzenegger? Of course, he was a retired general. He was a private citizen when he took all this began all this work and legal action to begin this process of checks and balances. And why is the chief of naval operations involved? And if the military top brass has been aware of this criminality since the 1990s, why haven't they taken action to put an end to it? Well, the short answer is that the military is at the root of the problem. And since 1863, always has been. In that year, President Abraham Lincoln adopted the Lieber Code and issued General Order 100 as Commander-in-Chief. This placed the responsibility for our nation's future and for the security of our money in the hands of the Grand Army of the Republic and General Ulysses S. Grant, who was a tough soldier, a decent man, and didn't know diddly about international finance. The next day, Lincoln bankrupted the original United States Trading Company and relinquished his position as Chief Executive Officer. He continued to function in the office of Commander-in-Chief. Every United States president since then has executed his office by acting as the Commander-in-Chief, and the responsibility for protecting our money has remained with the military also. The problem is that the military depends on the politicians for its funding, a basic conflict of interests and powers. The present situation with General Dunsford and the New Republic Treasury in Reno and what they are calling the New Republic speaks volumes about the same conflict. And on the Internet, there's a lot of disinformation out there, folks. It's not, you know, if you're going to get into this subject, I really understand you're going to have to put your armor on as far as your discernment. And basically, it helps to get a big picture overview with this general information I'm providing today. So the actual United States Treasury ceased to exist in 1924, and throughout my lifetime, whatever United States Treasury there has been equates with the International Monetary Fund. That's why the U.S. Secretary of the Treasury is the head of the IMF Board of Governors. Now, the military has been charged with protecting our money, but our money has at the same time been used by the bankers and politicians to keep the military from actually doing its job, keeping the peace. An uneasy seesaw of conflicted interests has been the result. On the one hand, the military has held its mandate to protect the nation's money over the bankers' heads, and on the other hand, it has been stuck begging for their own budget from politicians who are controlled by the bankers. Boy, talk about a conflict of interests. So around and around it goes, with the military, for the most part, scowling and shuffling and letting the bankers and politicians do whatever they want in exchange for ample defense budgets. That may be cruel to say, and in a few cases of individuals who have fought the fight, like Roy Schlesinger, even though the fight's been unjust, the proof is in the overall pudding. And that proof shows that despite knowing about the criminality of the central bankers and the unauthorized usurpations of the members of Congress, our military has failed to take any truly effective and meaningful action, and it remains to be seen whether they will do anything now. We're talking about this, look, watch, and see. Watch closely, whether our military is really going to correct this situation, or is it just going to put a new mask on the old situation as if things are different. So, like all other so-called federal functions, the U.S. military has been largely privatized and has been manipulated into functioning as an international commercial mercenary force. They have been used and abused as the muscle behind the private profit agendas of the bankers and politicians for generations. Rubber and drugs in Vietnam, oil and more drugs in the Middle East, minerals and drugs in Africa, etc. In 2015, the Queen, Serco, now we're talking about the Queen of England, and the British, by the Queen, stopped paying the U.S. military payroll. Now, this gets into the relationship of the Washington, D.C., the English, the monarchy, and the British control, and the Vatican, there's these three global power centers that all kind of work together. And there's the video on the Dawn of the Golden Age that I provided down below in this article goes into this more of these you might say, the power elite centers globally that act independently from any sovereignty interests of the other nations of the world. So this goes on to say, in 2015, the Queen stopped paying the U.S. military payroll, and this caused a brief panic worldwide because, in addition to its unsavory duties, the U.S. military has also performed the role of international policeman. Hence, we had Karen Hoods of the World Bank jumping up and down and claiming that our military might would be decimated, and claiming that she was in control, that the World Bank would have to come save us, stealing us blind. The Chinese volunteered to take over the policeman duties. The UN accepted. La-di-da. This is the kind of stuff that's been going on geopolitically that has not been in the news. And if you can, on the internet, you can read about different dimensions of this. So, you know, I know the backstory on all this, and I know it to be true. But again, this is new to different people, including who General Dunford is and the rest of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, and how they were placed between a rock and a hard spot, but not for long, because the Central Bank of France, which also funded the International Monetary Fund, the IMF, and through the IMF created the now being liquidated United States Inc., the corporation of the United States, in the person of its chief stockholder, Jacob Rothschild, who came to the rescue, so to speak, of General Dunford, the military, and the Joint Chiefs of Staff. Now, this is an interesting background story. I've been reading about this over the last several months, so I know she's giving a good summary here, this Judge Ritz. So the motivations for doing all this for Rothschild are plain to see. The International Monetary Fund is the offshoot of the Bank of France, and the IMF is in deep trouble if it can't recoup power by forcing the Americans to pay off the odious debts that it has racked up and charged off to our accounts without our knowledge and consent. Therefore, it becomes important to the Bank of France and Jacob Rothschild to keep the U.S. military in guns and ammo. Not only can he charge us royally for this service, but he can then continue to use the U.S. military as a counterpoint to safeguard European investments worldwide. And we're talking about, the balance of powers between the U.S. banking and the Rothschild interest there with the Federal Reserve. It's all tied in together. So Judge Ritz goes into here is that the so-called New Republic was born as a bastard of necessity as a result of European banking interests hauling their own fat out of the fire and seeking to maintain control of American trade and foreign policies, natural resources, and labor assets through control of the currency. And since the IMF and the regime we have endured since 1946, calling itself the United States, the corporation, and this current New Republic effort are all French-based. This is why I have dubbed it La Nouvelle République, French for New Republic. It has nothing to do with honoring the Constitution. The same group of hoodlums has been in control of the United States, Inc., the corporation, since 1946, and as we can all testify, that honoring the Constitution has never been their practice in the past, and we have no reason to think it will be in the future, aside from all the lip service being giving to it now. Now, again, this gets kind of intimidating. Some of you, this is old stuff, listening to this. The backstory on all of this is well documented. There's multiple writers been writing about this for years, specifically the last several years. The understanding that the United States government the Constitution as we know it, or we think of government, is not the same as the United States Inc. Corporation. Back to that same duplicity I mentioned at the beginning of the show today, that there is a difference between the United States Inc. Incorporated and the United States lowercase letters. This is the kind of duplicity and masking that's been going on. So there's different legal entities, and so the lawyers have can play the game of keeping different sets of books, so to speak. So this has been going on since 1946 in particular, and that honoring the Constitution has never been their practice, not the United States Inc., not the corporation part, in the past. And she has no reason to believe, this judge who wrote this op-ed, she has no reason to think that it will be different in the future, aside from all the lip service being given to it now. So she says, bah humbug de la New Republique, to all this New Republic stuff. Now, I'm not sure where she's coming from on this, whether she has a misunderstanding of it, or whether she's cynical about it, or whether she doesn't have the full story and hasn't been following the upgrades from Benjamin Fulford. But I'm just saying, buyer beware. I mean, you know, this is how this is all going to shake out, and the truth of all this, it's something for your prayer warriors to make your fervent calls on, you know, for the sorting out of the shift of power with the shift of the economy. And, of course, pray for peace in the meantime. The cooler heads will prevail because things are really hot with this election. And there's a lot of exposure going on now with the shadow government, the Clinton Foundation. And you might say the shadow of America, you know, the false America, you know, the false United States Inc., the shadow government, the secret government, the deep state, all the secret stuff. It's really coming out. And for those who are following us on the internet and have a pure intent to understand what's going on, there's a lot coming out on it. So, you know, we'll wait and see. What the judge is saying is that she says, I'm sure we are grateful to Jacob Rothschild for saving his own bacon. She's being cynical here. And in the process, preserving European civilization as we know it. But on the other hand, we are not happy with the service we have received in the past and have no desire to be the goats in yet another round of fraud and pillaging. What she's saying is that they're trying to be really deceptive with the bait and switch again, you know, mirroring and modeling, you know, a whole new model, you know, creating a crisis and then providing a solution which consolidates power for those we thought that we were putting in check. So, this, as Judge Rich says, this is where we have to say thanks, but no thanks to any claim that the New Republic is the successor to contract, and why we have counteroffered a pay-as-we-go arrangement pending full disclosure and a national plebiscite in which Americans can finally and transparently and freely choose their course going forward. As the judge then goes on to say, as for the dragon families, and the dragon families are these Asian alliances, of these ancient alliances of these Asian families with vast amounts of wealth. And she says, as for these dragon families and all the hurrah associated with that line of propaganda, she calls it, ask yourself, would Mao allow Chinese elders in possession of the world's gold reserves to get by unscathed in the midst of building the People's Republic of China? Well, when she said that, I realized she's kind of naive. She doesn't know some stuff. When I say that, I mean, are you aware that Mao had the backing and control via Rothschild bankers? And this has been explained in great detail by Benjamin Fulford and others. and this that this forced the Chinese elders into secret alliances that maintained autonomy with vast wealth reserves, so to speak, going underground. If there was alliances with a lot of wealth, the secret wealth back at that time, I'm sure they would have tried to preserve it, and I'm sure it makes sense this is what happened. This is what Benjamin Fulford, in his many videos I've watched over the years, has explained in great detail, the history of this. This is also in the video, again, on the Golden Age, on the birth of the Golden Age that I provided. It has the full story going back centuries. So I'm beginning to wonder, again, there's a lot of good information in this article by this Judge Fritz, but again, buyer beware, put your discernment cap on, and I'm not talking about your tin cap, your aluminum foil cap, or whatever, but I mean, no, seriously, there's a big story that's going on here. And she says, Judge Ritz says, it's true that the Chinese people were owed a large sum of gold plus interest from the New York Federal Reserve, which had the gold on deposit from the nationalist Chinese government since 1928. And it's true that when the People's Republic of China discovered this fact, they brought suit through Neil Keenan in New York District Court to recover the gold on deposit. A lot of this is in that video, that long 3-hour video on the birth of the Golden Age at the bottom of this article. She also says, it's also true that Neil's efforts stalled out initially because the court admitted that the entity he was attempting to sue was bankrupt and had been discharged in bankruptcy as of 1999, so that he and the Chinese were trying to get blood out of a turnip and asking the court to provide relief that simply couldn't be provided. Now, she says, I have supported Keenan's effort in this regard since the outset of it. That was owed to the Chinese fair and square, and no doubt about it, just as $387 billion worth of gold being held by Karen Hood's global debt facility belongs, in fact, to the American people it was confiscated from back in the 1930s, and their children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren. So thanks to a standing case in the World Court, brought by Dr. Hendo Henderson in 2002, the Chinese were finally able to collect on the debt owed to them by the New York Federal Reserve, and that formed the first basis of their sudden, inexplicable wealth. Now, that's some background story I didn't know, and it's interesting, and I'm sure you might want to follow up on that. But there is more going on here than simply recouping gold deposits and interest owed from a long time ago. Judge Britt says, I have reason to believe that we are in the process of witnessing another vanishing. Details follow, and she goes into this. She provided an article, a link, that explains how the Federal Reserve is transforming to the new republic via global currency reset. And this was emailed to Dinar Chronicles Intel News on October 25th, this last week, by way of Mike Young. And this information goes more into detail on the big picture that probably will kind of sum things up for a lot of people who will appreciate this information more than the backstory that I've just given. So again, this is timely and urgent for your prayer work, for you prayer warriors. So, in brief, the global currency reset is a complicated process about a global reset of currencies, removal of the Khazarian mafia, and restoration of the U.S. Republic and the original Constitution. Again, this Khazarian mafia is an understanding of the Rothschilds and those east and west that created the Federal Reserve and have been controlling the economy since 1913 and actually before that. And I've explained actually that more of this on my previous blog. But this reset is dealing with removing this Khazarian mafia and restoration of the U.S. Republic and the original U.S. Constitution. I really think that's the intention And at present, the process is playing out with no holds and is expected to be completed within days. This was, again, from this last week. This is going on now intensely. I'm getting multiple news feeds from sources I've cultivated over the years regarding, and I'm getting this daily now, that there's just quite a battle of light and dark going on. So pray fervently for the light. So goes on to say, below is a history of that process, including forming of the U.S. New Republic, integration of the Federal Reserve into the new U.S. Treasury in Reno, expected changes in the U.S. tax system, expected release of the 800 numbers in relationship of humanitarian projects to $800 trillion in U.S. taxpayer monies gained from a 1992 audit of the Federal Reserve. Now, that says $800 trillion in U.S. taxpayer monies. And I don't know how that's possible. I thought the $800 trillion was derivative debt of the United States, but I may be wrong. So goes on to say the higher contract rates are available, especially if you're dedicating a good percentage of your monies to humanitarian projects. Now, this is talking about the humanitarian project, the prosperity projects, prosperity funds that are supposedly being released east and west to basically reboot social systems, reboot the economy and create a new abundance. Anyway, I'm going to do a wrap here. You can go on and read the rest yourself. The videos are included. I just wanted to kind of give you a taste of all of this. Some of the real meat summary statements, concepts are coming up in the material. And you can certainly go ahead at your own speed, watch the videos, get your own overview. So keep the faith, hold the vision, see the good, and make it so. Blessings until we see you again. Talk to you later. Bye-bye.
May the quickening and awakening of consciousness begin with you and your own personal evolution in higher consciousness. Thanks again for listening to Cosmic Love.